myself organised here. This morning I only want to focus on a couple of verses from the passage that Andy read this morning. And I really just want to look at verse 13 and verse 14. And starting with verse 13, chapter 4 of Ephesians, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't know if you ever contemplated that verse much, but it's a verse that I've contemplated for a long time. And it's one that's probably taken me 30 years to, I feel like, fully comprehend and then still not fully understand. My question to God, and I'd encourage you to bring a question to God about this after this weekend, is what does it look like, Lord? What does that look like to be in the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ? How do we live that out? How do we imitate Christ? What does a relationship with Christ look like? How does that look in our everyday life? Settle my nerves here. D.L. Moody said, the world has yet to see what God will do with a man fully consecrated to God. And in thinking about that, my thought this morning was, what would it look like if we had a church that was fully consecrated to God? If all of us as individuals were fully consecrated to God. Always find the best place to look for the answers is the Bible. Go back to God's word and find out, what's he saying? What does it look like? And I was able to go back to Psalm 1, and if you come with me, you'll see what Psalm 1 has to say. I think this gives us a great picture of what that would look like. I thought I had it marked, but I didn't. I've got a new Bible, so all the pages stick together. Psalm 1 says, and just looking at the first few verses, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree that is planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. This man, he doesn't look how the world sees things. He doesn't look to the world for the answers. He looks to God. He looks to God's word. He looks to Christ and who Christ is. Christ tells us to be imitators of him. And what Christ imitated was what God required. What we can't imitate without God. and without Christ. We can try our best to live a good life. We can try our best to knuckle down and try harder. But I promise you, it doesn't work. You'll wear yourself out. I've spent 30 years reading books, seeking answers, seeking formulas for how this looks. And it's been an amazing walk with God in that time. At every step of the way, he just says, keep trusting me. When I come to him with questions, big questions, little questions, anger, frustration, he just says, keep coming back to me. You can trust me. And what I found is the formula is God. The formula is him in us, us allowing him to control us, to surrendering every single thing to him. Because if we can't do that, we try and manipulate everything to work out how we want it to work out. And it doesn't work. It wears us out. It tires us out. I think sometimes we come to the Bible as a book of instruction when it's a book that is an invitation for us to know God, to walk with God, to interact with him. He says, come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest from the work that you're trying to do to achieve the things you're trying to achieve. And if you just rest in me and take my yoke, it is easy and light. And he says he will guide us. He won't leave us. He won't abandon us. Because when we look at life, life throws so many things at us in so many different forms. Life impacts us from the day we're born until the day we die. And if we don't have God and we don't have his perspective, we lose hope. If we don't have a God that we can trust and believe that he knows what's best for us, he tells us what father would give his son a stone if he asked for bread. I know there's been times where I've said to God, I know you say that, but this tastes an awful lot like a stone. But he's just been so faithful. Can't encourage you enough this morning to understand what it is to attain to the measure, to the fullness of Christ. And the answer is in that deep water that God is offering of him. In Revelation 22, he says he is a river of life. The man in Psalm 1, his roots go down into the stream. His roots go down into the original stream, which is God, which is a pure water. It's not tainted by anything else. It's not tainted by the world. The world's wisdom is darkness. God's wisdom is light. It brings light and life. To believe the world is to follow those that killed Christ because they didn't understand the truth that was in Christ. We have that truth in his word. In 1 John it says, Christ came as the Word. The Word is life. His word is life. The answers are in His word because it's truth. And the more time you spend with Him, the more you allow Him to control your life, the more of your life you take to Him, the easier it is, the more peaceful it is, the more joy there is, no matter what the circumstance. Don't hear me saying that it's not hard. Don't hear me saying that things won't go wrong. Don't hear me saying that life isn't broken. It is. But with God, we can trust Him. We have someone we can hold on to, someone to get us through those struggles. I've had the privilege the last few years to go over to New Zealand and help out with a men's conference. And I've just got back from that this week. And I've been able to see firsthand the brokenness in people's lives. But I've also seen firsthand the healing that God brings, the freedom that He brings, the life that He brings to brokenness. And He's offering that to us. He's offering relationship. He's offering interaction. He's offering to walk every step of the way. And He does. He's so faithful. After the retreat, I took a few days and just had time on my own. And did what Jesus did. He went to the mountains and spent time with God. And that's where He got His orientation from. That's where He got His needs met. Because if we go to the world, if we go to other people for our needs, they're going to let us down. The world's going to let us down. Everything will let us down apart from God. And He meets every need that we have, even the ones we don't realise we have. We've just got to ask the questions. Go to God with your questions. He answers. It's a true relationship. It's an interaction. He's offering relationship. Not just rules. He's offering relationship. Find the stream that God is offering. Search for it as hidden treasure. Don't give up. Keep searching. Life will get hard. We have an enemy. He doesn't want us to know that relationship. He doesn't want us to feel that relationship. He doesn't want us to interact. But the enemy is about fear, and we don't need to fear. God is not a God of fear. And what I've learned is through our fears, we tend to run away and we run. It takes us to darkness. But if we push through those fears and we take it to God and we head straight into them, He'll give you the answers. He has the answers. He knows us intimately. At times, we'll have big questions, and sometimes it's just little questions, but what He has shown me and what my walk with Him has proved, He answers the big ones and He answers the little ones, and sometimes they take time. Sometimes it's months, sometimes it's a couple of years. But part of that journey is trusting Him, is being settled in that He knows exactly where we are. He knows our hearts. He knows what's broken. He knows what needs fixing. In Psalms it says, who can understand their own heart, their own inner workings? God does. God knows what's going on. We just need to ask. So my encouragement this morning is, take your questions to God. He's got the answers. He's got your heart. He wants relationship. He's offering it. It will blow your mind, the interaction you can have with him if you allow him. If you take the time for him, he says, knock and I will open the door. Seek and you will find. There is a depth there that we will never find the bottom of. And for us to work in unity, we all need to be doing that. We all need to be seeking God. Because then we can have love for each other that comes from a love that God gives to us, which is a true love, which is a deep love. It's not a fake love. It allows us to live out the life that God has for us and is offering to us. And in Psalm 1, verse 3 says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. We will yield our fruit in God's timing, and we will not wither. These are his promises. This is his offering. This is the strength that we get from God himself. Search for God. Understand God. Understand what he's offering. He's going to pray. Father God, help us to see you as you are. To see what you are offering. Help us not to be persuaded by the world's wisdom. Help us to have your wisdom, your truth, your light, so that we won't be tossed to and fro. Lord, that we will be rooted in your life-giving water. Give us life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.